Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Happy Friday, everybody. October 3rd. Welcome to today's Solo Dolo episode number 24. Man, 24 Solo Dolo episodes, it's a little wild. But I mean, I used to do that before I started with the interviews and everything. So don't forget, y'all, there are Solo Dolos way before this all started. But happy Friday, everybody. I hope you guys are having a great weekend so far, a great week. I hope that you all accomplished what you could. And if you guys went through any trials and tribulations, I hope that you overcame them. I really do. And I wish you guys nothing but the best. So let's get started on today's episode. Just to get started right off the bat, I'm going to talk about a couple things today. So first things first is Fourth Quarter Radio is having an event tonight. Down in San Marcos, y'all, tap in on Instagram at Fourth Quarter Radio or Around the Loop Podcast. You'll see the flyers there. You'll see the repost. Check it out. Come out at 8 p.m. And I think it's going to go all the way to like midnight, almost 2 or 1 in the morning, something like that. Tickets are $5 at the door. No Cash App. Or no Apple Pay. But they'll do Cash App, Venmo, Cash. I don't know, breakdance or something. Figure it out. But anyways, come check it out. Tonight's performances, there's going to be a lot of people out there, a lot of vendors, and if you already know, you already know, tap in. So let them know that Around the Loop Podcast sent y'all. So, all right, so let's get started on today's episode. It's going to, start off on a little wild one, only because, A, this morning I, got up early, got hired to go install some cameras, so I went to go do it, and it's the name of the game, y'all. Sometimes it happens, you just don't have all the equipment with you, and by equipment, it's like the littlest, tiniest shit, like self-tapping screws. I needed self-tapping screws for this sheet metal wall that I didn't know I needed. And, you all need self-tapping screws. You can't just use regular, you got to learn. So, trial and tribulations. I got one up. I got one camera out of the three up already, but wasn't able to install the other two because, the screws. And then I also had to get a power strip. So I was like, man, I got to kind of put a pause to this job. Take my love bug up to get her nails done and stuff. And this episode's fresh off the bat, y'all. I'm talking about like super fresh. It's 10:41 a.m. right now. Episode's gonna come out at 11 a.m. So I mean, or 11:30 to be honest with y'all. I gotta let it process and whatnot. But anyways, I'm on my way to Home Depot, right? And tell me why the fuck I got profiled. No. And it's happened before, and I thought I was tripping, because I've done it when I've gone with my homie Tim or my homie Dylan. I don't get profiled, not a problem. I go with them and never once I got profiled. But I go with by myself or I go with another Hispanic and they want to scan our shit. Like, it's so fucking weird. And I mean, I had to call it as I see it, y'all. You know who I am, and I call it as I see it. So I asked the gentleman that looked at me, because there was two of us. There was another guy before him, and they didn't scan his shit. They, you know, he fucking did his own. He scanned his own and went out his way, merry way. He might have been a lighter skin tone than me, but it's all Gucci. You know, I ain't tripping on it. But what really did bother me is the fact that he looked at me, didn't even give me the opportunity to go want to scan it on my own. He had to scan my shit, and then wanted to proceed to put my military number in there for me. Like, dude, might as well just take my debit card out of my fucking back pocket, put in my code too, which is 6969, foo. No, it's not. It's not. That's not my pin. And if anybody has a pin that's 6969, by all means, let me know. That shit's kind of funny. So I had to ask the guy. I'm like, hey, man, how come I'm not allowed to do self-checkout on my own, even though this is a self-checkout and they're not paying you guys as registers? And he kind of got quiet, like, ignored my question. I was like, so you guys profile, right? That's what it is. And he confirmed straight out of his mouth. He said, yeah, we do, you know. And I was like, no, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. So, you know, it's kind of embarrassing because, I mean, I'm coming in work clothes. I got work pants on and work shoes and motherfucking work shirts. So do I look like I'm going to steal some shit? And that's fucked up. Like, man, I'm going to call it as I see it. Marietta of Home Depot. Yeah, that's right. Marietta. Marietta's Home Depot. You got to do better on your profiling, man. Don't even be profiling people because that's mad disrespectful. I literally had an extension cord and screws. You think I'm going to fucking steal that? You should be more worried if I had a whole big ass Milwaukee pack out setup or some shit in my hand or a shopping cart full of shit. Then yeah, maybe scan my shit out. But for two things, embarrassing. Also, another question that was asked from a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine on Instagram. I'm not going to drop the names, but asking for a friend, for all my friends, you know, all my heart of seeing friends, all my friends that are blind. I want to ask you guys a serious question. You know, maybe a little on the joke side, a little comedy. Remember, this show is Comedy Society and Culture. He wanted to ask, how do you guys know when to stop wiping your ass? So I had a response to him. I'm like, well, close your eyes and try figuring it out. Or fingering it out. LMFAO. Please don't do that. And I'm not here to disrespect anybody in the blind community. There is probably a way. I mean, I close my eyes when it's dark and I'm over here wiping my ass. Like, you think you know. And if you got a Velcro ass booty like me, hairy ass, you might need to do more than just a couple wipes. You might need to get the motherfucking sandpaper out. You know, yeah, you need that what was that, that grid ass fucking like high grid paper or some shit to really get that skin off your ass. But anyways, moral of the story is I got profiled at Home Depot and that shit was kind of embarrassing, y'all. But anyways, for all my folks and all my peeps going to PuffCon, man, I'm so happy for you guys. And honestly, y'all, it's my fault. It's my fault I didn't go this year. In the beginning when I heard about PuffCon, I was super excited. I wanted to buy a ticket, but I got nervous. I got very nervous, y'all. And me, I'm kind of weird. Like, I want to go if I know people. I don't like going I don't like going by myself. You know, I always like going in pairs. You always go in twos. Rule of thumb, always go in twos. It's kind of weird going solo dolo sometimes. Kind of, you know, sketch. And you'd be like, gee, it's sketch that PuffCon. No, it's just I'm weird as fuck. And I didn't want to be, you know, not socially awkward because it's something that I battle. And yeah, I mean, I still go through it to this day, being socially awkward. I fight through that shit so hard. And man, if I approach you and I talk to you, just know that I am giving it my 199% on that because it takes so much energy out of me to not be socially awkward, to really put myself out there. It's a lot, y'all. So anyways, I didn't buy a ticket because I didn't know anybody. But now that the event's going to happen tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, y'all, I know a lot of people. The community grew a lot. And, you know, it's great because I went from having like 300 followers to 800. We're almost 900, y'all, at 890 something. You know, I'm super thankful for every single one of my followers, y'all. I support all the businesses, all the people that have been supporting me. Like, it's almost follow for follow, y'all. And for the folks that follow me and then unfollow me and then I check and I still follow your ass, I'm going to start calling you out. And if I see you in person, better yet, if I see you in person, I'm going to call you out. If you guys are acting weird with me, remember, I'm a podcaster and I got free will. I can say what I want. Why? Because it's my show. You're going to act weird around me, I'm going to call you out. That's it. Like, stop acting fucking weird. If I've asked you to be on my show multiple times and you still don't want to be on it, go kick some rocks. Kick the fucking biggest rock you can find, man. And if the shoe fits, wear it. For all the folks that wanted to take advantage of my ass and that did take advantage of my ass, you know who the fuck you are. You know who you are, and I know you keep lurking on my shit. I know you keep lurking on my profile. But you know what? Keep looking. Keep watching. That's on you guys for taking advantage of my fucking ass. Because when I give it 110% for y'all, I give it 110. I go all out. And there's times that it really fucking kills me. To the point where it's like, I'll sacrifice shit just to make shit happen, y'all. And it sucks. It sucks. And then, you know, then getting taken advantage of because of my work ethic, because I'm a hard-ass worker and, you know, so gullible. It's not that. Just because of my, you know, the way I present myself don't mean that I'm fucking stupid. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. And talk about twisted and, you know, don't get it wrong. Let's get it right. So let's talk about some new music that came out. So JoJo 2 Faded just dropped a brand new fucking album, y'all. And if you are down in San Diego and you see the billboard, snap a picture, tag JoJo 2 Faded, tag ATLP Podcast as well. Let him know. Check out the album. Also, go check out my boy Cam14K with Diamonds in My Mouth. Just dropped that new single. He's going to be dropping some more fire. We're going to be having some work with ATLP and Cam14K. Just know that's coming in the works, y'all. Also, tap in with my homie Kelkin. He just dropped a new single. Also, tap in with Balance, y'all. He just dropped a new single, too. The homies are dropping singles left and right. And I'm telling you, these artists are phenomenal people. Also, can't forget, but the legendary A1 Beans. Remember, tap in with the project, yeah? Product of my energy. Tap in. You know, shout out to Kev G as well for being a phenomenal producer. I love the project. It was a 10 out of 10. Every single song, like, it's a story. You got to listen to it. It's a story, y'all. And I love it. There's nothing bad I could say about it. Not at all. And even seeing A1 perform it in person at the music box was phenomenal. The energy's there. He's a multi-million dollar artist in the making, y'all. And for all the artists that I've mentioned, any artist that I've worked with, y'all, you guys and women, y'all are multi-million dollar artists in the making. And I believe in every single one of y'all. I do. Why? Because we're all working very hard to get to the same place, which is to make it to where we're not stressing to pay bills, where things are taken care of, where life is easier for us. But is that necessarily true? With the more money, life is easier? In some ways it is, in some ways it's not. You know, money doesn't always buy happiness, y'all. But I'll tell you what $100,000 will buy. It'll buy me a fucking backyard pool. Sick ass setup. Like, hell yeah. Money might not buy happiness, but it'll buy me a motherfucking pool. And shit, I can be sad as fuck and floating in my pool. But anyways, that's the point. Right now, I ain't got none of that, y'all. I ain't got none of that. My little Camry's down. Shit, my little Camry. That's why some of y'all, I haven't been able to work with you guys, because my Camry's down. So I've been hooking rides, and you'd be asking, well, Joe, why don't you get your radiator fixed up? Well, listen, y'all, I don't have an actual main job no more. I'm not working a 9-to-5 no more. I'm not. I'm going full-time media on this. So whatever little side gigs I pick up, which is either installing cameras, hanging up a TV, shooting pictures, videography, photography, whatever the case is.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
That's where I'm making my cash right now. And I got to make it happen, y'all. I believe in every single one of you. To my people like Louie, the camera guy, the cameraman, he is an inspiration, honestly, because look at Tito, shot by Tito as well. Phenomenal young man that inspires me, honestly, inspires me. And I love that me and him are always working together. We're always training information, learning to, you know, iron sharpens iron. That's the reason why I got that tattooed on me. Iron sharpens iron. And that's what I love about it. And I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of every single person. Like I said, I've interacted. You guys are amazing people. And really keep it up. But man, this is the season, y'all. So I've been seeing your little spooky AI pictures. And I say AI because I call it as I see it. I've seen, I don't know, maybe like 10 other people post the exact same room with the pink sheets and the fucking phone with the ghost face in the background. Like, you know what, y'all? I'm going to give you some photos. I'm going to give you some spooky ass photos. So stay tuned. It ain't no AI generated. It's all going to be generated by ATLP, baby. So stay tuned. Maybe, you know, double-headed goat, four-horned goat. I don't know. Stay tuned. But anywho, yeah, so I hope you guys are excited for PuffCon. Make sure you guys get your tickets. Go out there. Enjoy it. Shout out to the homie J-Rod. You know, he's going to be out there for West Coast Curious. He's going to be out there for Kev from PuffCo, Bearded Haze, the homies from Tough Tethers, fucking Quality Squishes. Like, man, there's so many brands out there, so many amazing people going. So next year, y'all, I promise, next year I'm going to be out there. I'm going to make it. Anyways, I hope you guys have plans this month. Like, you guys going to pumpkin patches? Shit, I might do some pumpkin patches, mazes. I want to do a haunted house, man. She might be like, Jill, you're a little fucking old, right? 28, almost 29? Damn right. But I still love a good little fucking jump scare, even though I see that shit coming. Like, I don't know. I like going. That stuff, I like going. But what I'm not going is Universal Studios. Not that I'm scared. It's just the lines are hella long, and I don't got money like that. So maybe one day. But also, you guys, I want to let you guys know on a quick update. So just so you guys know, I've been posting little screenshots of how much money I've been making based off the commercials, y'all. And so far, right now, updated, it is 60 cents. I have made a total of 60 cents, y'all. 60 cents. That's it. That's all I've made so far over the past year and a half of doing this podcast. 60 cents. So I really appreciate if you guys can support the podcast by listening to the commercials, listening to the episode, sharing it with your friends, family. By all means, you can go to the Apple Store and load up all the laptops, put my fucking podcast on there, and then just walk the fuck off. That's fine. I don't care if you don't even listen to it. You can put it on silent for fuck's sake, but just show the love and support. That's all I ask. Because remember, I will say happy birthday to you while your big time celebrities don't even give a fuck about you. But ATLP cares. So I hope you guys, you know, are having a good Friday so far. Wonder what's in store for y'all. But hey, just know that ATLP is going to be traveling up to Vegas very shortly. So I might be out in Vegas next week. Who knows? So if any of my folks out there, any artists out there, shout out to Hemperco as well. Hopefully we can do that podcast episode, y'all. Stay tuned. There's going to be some work out there. This is the time to shine. This is the time to hit me up. Let's make it happen, y'all. For all my Vegas peeps, let's put some work in. And also, you know, I want to say a big thank you to all my podcast sponsors, such as Dime Industries, Live Life Roll Dice, Out the Mud. Thank you, Hemperco, for supporting the podcast. Thank you, Puff Coil Repair, for supporting the podcast. Thank you, Terp Koozie, for sponsoring the podcast. And let's see. I can't forget a couple. Oh, can't forget Roslyn Direct, y'all. Thank you for supporting the podcast, too. Those aren't the ones that I said supporting aren't sponsors. They're not official sponsors. But hopefully they will be in the near time future. And for all my folks that want to sponsor the podcast, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You know, I'm going to be having an episode coming out with J-Rod again one more time, but it's not going to be on my channel. It's going to be on his. So for all my folks that want to put a little care package in, let's put one together. Let's you know, for all my folks that, hey, you know, if you think I haven't dabbed the finest of the finest and you want to send your top-notch quality, send it my way. Me and J-Rod will test it. We'll do it on camera. And I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. And for all the folks that have been supporting me, I appreciate you guys. Like my barber, K, thank you for supporting me. Too Much for supporting me. Cam, Balance, Kelkin, Tito, my love bug. You know, my lady's brother, too. The homie, Kylie, because he's, you know, that's the reason why I started the podcast. He's been supported, too, on the backside. And, you know, my family, too. Like, I appreciate y'all. I do. The bottom of my heart, you know, thank you so much. And I promise you, we all are going to eat good very soon. And plus, hey, I'm almost up for hire, full-time hire for the drone, man, y'all. I'm going to be coming out on the Netflix videos. I promise y'all see me on the name out there, Around the Loop Podcast. Not G-O-L-B, A-T-L-P. That's right. So thank you, guys. like I said, I'm going to be wrapping up this podcast episode almost shortly, y'all. It's already 10:55. It's going to be a great Friday tap into tonight's event. Let's see. PuffCon for all my folks out there. The new music that came out. What new movies are out? You guys, I mean, I don't know. Tell me what some good horror movies, you know. Where's the spooky episodes? Let's do it. For all my folks that want to be on this month's podcast episode, I want to start doing more little mini segment series. Y'all pushing more episodes out during the week, actually. More spooky stories. So if you got a scary story or a ghost encounter or something that just doesn't add up in your own eyes, hit me up on Around the Loop Podcast. DM me. We'll set it up. And if you're not around local, I'll try to figure out a way to FaceTime right now. For some of my folks that we were supposed to do a video call. Hey, I'm so sorry. I got to situate that. I got to actually pay for the pro plan for the Teams meeting thing. So we got to make it happen, y'all. But don't worry. It's all out of pocket. But I'm going to make it happen one way or another. We're going to make it happen. So tap in, y'all. Thank you so much for this. For all the support, y'all. Honestly, for all the support. I really love seeing the people that do care about me, you know, out there supporting me. And for the ones that, you know, quote unquote care, but you really don't, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't come at me later on saying, hey, Gio, I remember, you know, what's up? Like, hell no. I'm going to tell you, hey, you see that rock over there? And if not, I'm going to pull off a Cam Patterson. I'm going to pull two rocks out of my fucking pocket and I'm going to give you an option to pick one, right? I'm going to tell you, pick one. And then I'm going to toss it on the ground and you go kick it. Exactly. Because if you weren't fucking with me in the beginning and you were, don't fuck with me when I'm already making it happen. It don't work like that. And I know it's hard to believe in the vision. It's hard to believe that, hey, man, this guy's going to be fucking famous, you know, whatnot. Like, it's hard. It's hard. But then when they are famous, like, oh, I know that guy. Like the shout out to the homie Jordan. Jordan the Stallion right now. Jordan, man, you are so fucking famous and I'm proud of you. Like I said, I'm always talking highly about you, man. Proud of you and all these folks that I've been tagging you in. You know, I want Jordan to try this out. I want Jordan to come this and that. I'm proud of you, Jordan. You deserve it. You do. You know, and it's, I know it's kind of sounds crazy. You're like, oh, it kind of sounds like almost contradicting over here when I'm like trying to reach out to you too. But you're famous. You got to do your thing, man. And you earned it. You know, and it's nothing bad. One day maybe we'll link up, hopefully. For my folks out there, you know, hey, thank you so much again for supporting the podcast, for supporting me. Again, this podcast is run by me, myself, and I, by Gio motherfucking Vons. That's right, Giovanni, the one and only, el mero mero, el Osai Caballero, the one with the cowboy hat, the one with the Air Force Ones. I don't wear cowboy boots, but I wear Air Force Ones, and that's damn right. So, you know, like I said, man, you guys are great. I appreciate the fans, all the people from all over the world, man, all over the world, and all the collaborations I've been doing. Thank you so much. You know, oh, can't forget one of the biggest other sponsors too. Thank you so much for Shop Hello Mary. For all my folks that want to get some phenomenal product, they even got merch too. Go hit up at www.shophellomary. Check out the finest of the latest and greatest, and y'all can get this delivered to your house, which is THCA products. That's why I say it's legal hemp in almost all 50 states. There are some states that they don't ship to, so check out the website, tap in, telling y'all. Also, too, same thing with Roslyn Direct, tap in as well, let them know that.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable, and I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
ATLP sent you. For my folks that want to buy a Terp koozie, use my code ATLP at checkout. Get yourself a little discount. Help me help you. Help the company. Let's do it. Remember, you're helping out Greg from Terp koozie. He's a one-man team, actually, with him and his lady. Two person team mainly. It's just them two actually doing everything. So at the end of the day, you're helping small businesses become bigger businesses. And I appreciate the support, you guys. And we're going to make this happen. And I promise, we're all going to eat good at the end. So stay tuned.